But the landlord said we had to pay him $13 a month extra for carpeting and linoleum. Hello? Hello?
Hello, sucker.
Station WMAQ is presenting Hello, Sucker, to help you recognize some of the schemes and rackets now making the rounds in Chicago. Business people are honest and fair with the public, almost 100%. But there is a small minority which preys on the unsuspecting public through petty schemes and rackets. Although these rackets are continually exposed and their perpetrators prosecuted, many continue year after year, with new ones being concocted and old ones revived with a new slant. Guard against the rackets. Don't let the expression, "Hello, sucker," refer to you. Protect yourself. Listen to Chapter 15, Tenants in Distress, on Hello, Sucker.
I get around Chicago a lot. On my rounds, I see many things and meet plenty of people. All types of people. Some of them honest and some of them trying to chisel every dollar they can. Most of them don't even know my last name. They just call me Jim, and that's good enough for me. I guess perhaps I get inside more homes in a month than the average person does in a year. That's the way it is when you have a laundry route you get around. Of course, I'm not always going to have a job like that. That's why I've been studying law nights, trying to make something of myself. And you know, it's a funny thing that so many people on my route have problems. The same kind of problems about rent, about their landlords, about their apartments. Actually, that's what started me making a special study of the rent laws as they apply to Chicago apartment dwellers. I could see what a lot of trouble some of these folks got themselves into, just because they didn't know what their rights were under the law. Like that nice little woman in apartment 2A at 211 Birch Avenue. Harwood, her name was, Mrs. Ed Harwood. She'd only been in her apartment a month the first time I picked up laundry there and met her for the first time. Good morning. You Mrs. Harwood?
Yes.
I'm Jim, from the Safe Laundry Company. You phoned the office for a laundry pickup?
Oh, yes. Would you mind stepping in the kitchen for a few minutes? I haven't got the things together yet that I want to send out.
Oh, sure, Mrs. Harwood. I'll wait. No hurry.
Oh, now, let's see. I have most of the clothes right here. I just wanted to sort them.
You've only been in this apartment about a month, haven't you?
Yes, we moved here from Kalamazoo. My husband was transferred.
I used to know the people who lived here before. Nice couple.
4, 5, 6. There, that's 6 shirts. Oh, well, we didn't know them. That is, the people who lived here before. Now, let's see, I should have 8 bath towels.
Why, this kitchen sure looks different than it used to. Must be that new linoleum you've got. Adds a lot to the room.
Oh, do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty pattern, although at first I wasn't sure about all that red in it.
Well, it's terrific. Never seen any I like better.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You're the first person who's seen it outside of the landlord. We don't know anyone yet in Chicago.
Well, it takes time to get acquainted when you're in a strange city.
2, 3, 4. 4 sheets and 4 pillowcases. There. This is everything, I think, Jim.
Well, here, let me help you, Mrs. Harwood.
Oh, all
we'll
right.
We'll just wrap everything in this big sheet and tie it.
There.
There, that does it.
Thanks.
I'll bring the finished work back Friday, Mrs. Harwood. That okay?
Oh, yes, Friday's fine.
All right, see you then.
Yes, and, oh, Jim, thanks for admiring the new linoleum. Well, it ought to be worth admiring.
Oh, expensive, huh?
Oh, yes, it must be. Our landlord is charging us $5 extra a month for it.
He is? You mean he's increased your rent because of the linoleum?
Well, not exactly. We pay the same rent and then pay him an extra $5 each month. And we really can't afford it either. I'd rather have kept the old linoleum, even though it didn't look too good.
Why didn't you just tell the landlord you didn't want it?
Oh, we did. But he said we had to have it. Said it improved his property. We couldn't have obtained the apartment otherwise. And we also have to pay $8 a month extra for the new living room carpeting.
Ooh, boy. That's a lot of extra to have to pay.
Yes, I know. But we had such a time finding an apartment. Then we ran into this. I guess we're lucky at that, finding a place.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, so long, Mrs. Harwood. I'll see you Friday.
Yeah, goodbye.
That's how I happened to get interested in the rent laws applying in Chicago. I hated to see a nice lady like Mrs. Harwood taken in on a deal that didn't sound quite on the up and up. So I started checking into the rights of tenants. Of course, it was none of my business in her case, but I figured she was the kind of person who might be glad for a little advice if she needed it. I had plenty to give her when I stopped at her apartment the following Friday. She seemed a little surprised when I told her that I'd been checking into it for her.
You say you've been doing some checking about the extra money we've been paying our landlord for the linoleum and carpeting?
Yes, I hope you don't mind, Mrs. Harwood.
Well, no,
I'm studying law on the side. Want to be a lawyer someday, and your situation sort of interested me. If you'd care to listen, I've found out a few things for you.
You mean there's something illegal about our making these payments? I really don't know much
about
things.
There sure is something illegal about your making these off-the-record payments. Any payment required by a landlord, in addition to the registered rent ceiling on your apartment, is illegal.
It is? But I don't see what we can do about it. We agreed to pay it, and we've already made two payments.
You can do something about it, no matter how many payments you've made. Just file a complaint with the Chicago Area Rent Office. And I'll try to get the landlord to meet his obligation. After all, the linoleum and carpeting are his, not yours.
But suppose he refuses to pay for them?
In that case, the rent office may file suit in federal court to get your money back for you, damages for the U.S. Treasury, and also ask an injunction to restrain your landlord from further violation of the law.
Oh, they can?
Sure thing.
My, you know, I'm awfully glad you checked into this for me, Jim.
Well, don't mention it, Mrs. Harwood. The more I can learn about law, the better lawyer I'll be.
It's wonderful to know that there's a place here in Chicago that's looking out for the tenants' interests, like the rent office.
Oh, but the landlord's interests are protected, too. The rent law works two ways. For instance, if this landlord of yours had been smart, it might have been possible for him to secure a rent increase for your apartment legally because of the expense of the linoleum and carpeting. All he'd have had to do would be to petition the rent office.
You know, Jim, I think you'll make a very good lawyer.
One of the customers I'd had on my list for a long time was Mrs. Warren over on Hoskins Street. She was a middle-aged widow with an easy laugh and a quick temper. I'd always liked her, and there was quite a friendly relationship between us. So, naturally, the day I called at her apartment for my weekly pickup and heard loud, angry voices coming through the partly open back door, I was a little undecided what to do. As I stood there just outside the door, I recognized Mrs. Warren's voice.
You never do anything for me, Mr. Jackson. I asked you to fix the kitchen sink. I told you the front door lock needed repairing, and you did nothing about these things.
Well,
I've managed to get along with the sink and the lock just as they are. But this is something you'll have to take care of. I won't live in this filth any longer.
Mrs. Warren, this filth, as you call it, is your own. You live here. Therefore, it's up to you to do your own decorating and cleaning.
But you own the building, Mr. Jackson. I don't. I'm not the one who receives the income in rent.
Neither do you have to pay the high taxes on the property. I tell you, Mrs. Warren, I just can't afford any more expense on this building. Well, last year it cost me...
Oh, yes, you're so poor, Mr. Jackson, driving that big new Cadillac.
That is a matter that does not concern you, Mrs. Warren.
Well, maybe not, but this decorating does. You're supposed to allow your tenants 3/4 of a month's rent for that purpose. The last time you raised my rent, I received a slip from the rental office that said decorating, written in black and white. So, what have you to say to that, Mr. Jackson?
All I have to say to that, Mrs. Warren, is I pay for no decorating. And that's final. One side, please, whoever you are.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, who's there at the door?
It's me, Mrs. Warren. I just saw the door was partly open.
Jim, come in. Oh, that's Mr. Jackson, such a...
He's your landlord, huh?
Yes, and a very stubborn man. It's been 2 years since he's done any decorating in my apartment, Jim. Just look around. Look at this kitchen. It's a disgrace.
Mrs. Warren, you can easily get the decorating to which you're entitled.
How? You heard what he said, didn't you?
All you have to do is to file a complaint with the Chicago Area Rent Office. Then they'll notify Mr. Jackson that they propose to reduce your rent to compensate you for the loss of the decorating service, unless he provides it. Don't worry. That'll make him say he'll do your decorating.
Well, I wouldn't believe that man's promises.
Oh, no, it'd be more than just a promise on his part. The rent office would give him a time limit in which to complete the job.
Oh, that's all. Where do I go to file this complaint?
To the rent office at 226 West Jackson Boulevard.
I don't know. Maybe it's best that I don't make a complaint. It's so hard to find an apartment you want these days. Perhaps I'd just be giving Mr. Jackson a good excuse to get me out of here.
Oh, you have nothing to worry about on that score, Mrs. Warren.
No?
No, you see, under the present rent law, your landlord can't evict you out of spite.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll go down to the rent office right away. Oh, I could kiss you for this information, Jim.
Now, Mrs. Warren.
Oh, there's just one thing that bothers me.
What's that, Mrs. Warren?
That I can't be around to see the look on Mr. Jackson's face when he gets the notification from the rent office.
There was a large apartment building over on Carnation Square where I had several regular customers. You know the place, the big red brick building with the fountain in the courtway. Well, the owner, Mr. Appleby, lived in one of the first floor front apartments. I had a standing order to pick up his laundry twice a week, on Mondays and Thursdays. I usually made my first morning stop there. But do you remember that bad snowstorm we had this winter on a Thursday? Well, that was the day I was late getting started on my rounds. So it was almost 9 o'clock when I got to his apartment.
You're late today, aren't you, Jim?
I'm afraid I am, Mr. Appleby. With all this snow, the driving is rather dangerous.
Mrs. Appleby's up in Michigan visiting her mother, so I'm here alone. I've had to wait 45 minutes for you to get here.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to inconvenience you, Mr. Appleby.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter too much. The fact is, you'll have to wait now. The phone's been ringing so much, I haven't had a chance to get my soiled shirts together.
Sure, I'll wait. Feels good to get in out of the cold for a few minutes anyway.
Oh, confound that phone. One vacant apartment in the building and everybody in Chicago trying to get it. I'll be right back. Hello? No, it isn't rented yet. Yes, that's right. Four rooms, third floor south. Rent is $67.50 a month. What? Oh, yes, I do remember you, Mrs. Nelson. You looked at the second floor north apartment about a month ago. Yes, I guess you were a little slow in making up your mind. Yes, if you want to come right over, I think we can get together on a deal on this four-room. Oh, you don't have to worry, Mrs. Nelson. If you pay the $300 bonus now in cash, you can have first chance at the apartment. Fine, I'll be expecting you. Goodbye. I suppose you heard that conversation, Jim.
Oh, well, yes, sir, I did. The phone's so close to the kitchen.
I've always sized you up as being a very discreet young man, Jim, the type who minds his own business.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you know there's no money today in owning apartment buildings. No money at all. The rent ceilings, high taxes, and the cost of maintenance getting higher all the time. Only way an owner can come anywhere close to breaking even is by these little bonuses on the side.
But they're illegal.
What's that?
It's a violation of the federal rent law to charge a tenant a bonus in order to obtain an apartment which is under rent control.
Well, I'll be darned. Here I thought all you knew was driving a laundry truck.
Well, here's something maybe you don't know.
I know it's illegal, same as you do. And same as a lot of my tenants do.
You mean the tenants who pay you these bonuses know it's not legal to do so?
Maybe not all of them, but some of them know it.
And they know that if they filed complaints with the rent office, you could be forced to refund their bonuses? And maybe even pay damages to the government?
Yes, I think it's very likely that some of them know this.
And they don't do anything about it?
Oh, stop pulling my leg, Jim. You know as well as I do what the situation is. Tenants these days, for the most part, are just plain afraid to report anything. Afraid they'll make the landlord mad, and he'll turn around and evict them.
Yeah, but what's going to happen when the tenants find out that under the present law, the rent office now has the right to question a landlord's good faith when he applies for an eviction certificate? And that if it's even suspected that a landlord is trying to get a tenant out on a trumped-up ground, the rent office can refuse to issue that certificate.
Most tenants won't take the trouble to find out. They're afraid they'll have to do something about it. Most of them would rather sit around and gripe.
I couldn't believe that Mr. Appleby was right until I stopped back at Mrs. Harwood's the following week.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Hello, Mrs. Harwood. Nice morning, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. Here, this time I have the laundry all ready, so you won't have to wait.
Fine, Mrs. Harwood. Say, by the way, how'd you make out down at the rent office?
I didn't go to see them.
You didn't?
No. You see, Mr. Harwood thought we'd better not file a complaint. After all, we can manage the extra payments for the linoleum and carpeting all right.
Well, I know, but why pay for something when it's not legally right that you should do so?
I don't want you to think that I'm not grateful for your advice, Jim, but... Well, I don't know what we'd do if the landlord put us out. We had such a time trying to find a place to live.
But your landlord couldn't put you out, Mrs. Harwood. Not without definite grounds under the law.
You may be right, but Ed, that's my husband, thinks we just better leave well enough alone.
I was glad to find that Mrs. Warren was made of sterner stuff. It was only a few weeks later that I made my usual stop on Hoskins Street and found her kitchen in an uproar of activity. Laundry man.
Yeah, have to walk on through, mister. Lady of the house in the next room.
Oh, okay.
Here, watch this ladder.
Yeah, I see it. Oh, there you are, Mrs. Warren. Guess you didn't hear me at the back door.
Oh, hello, Jim. I've been so busy I forgot all about the laundry. I'll have it for you in just a moment.
Oh. Say, I see you're getting your decorating all right, Mrs.
Yes,
Warren.
Those people at the rent office were wonderful. They took care of Mr. Jackson in short order. Even in the middle of all this mess, I'm happy. Everything's going to look so nice.
Well, I'm sure glad you had spunk enough to go down to the rent office and file a complaint.
Yes, it was all so simple. Wish I'd done it long ago. Some of the other tenants in the building are filing complaints now, too.
Good.
Jim, I want to thank you so much for helping me.
Glad to do it, Mrs. Warren.
Of course, Mr. Jackson's not so happy about all this. Only time he speaks to me is when I pay the rent. But if there's one thing I can get along without, it's conversation with Mr. Jackson.
It's funny how wrapped up you can get in other people's problems that you forget you might have some of your own. I remember how surprised I was the night my wife, Mildred, greeted me at the door with...
Oh, Jim, something terrible has happened.
What's happened? Has Billy been hurt? Has the car been smashed?
No, nothing like that. It's about our apartment.
Oh, Shadow. For a moment, I thought it was serious.
Fine thing. Here we are, about to be evicted, and you just stand there and say, is that all?
What? Did you say evicted?
That's right. See, I found this in our mailbox.
Oh, whoa, stop waving it under my nose. Let me look at it. Oh. This is a copy of the landlord's petition for an eviction certificate. Well, gosh, I don't understand. Did you see Mr. Billings, Millie?
Of course. As soon as I read it, I rushed over there to see him.
What did he say? Why does he want us to get out? Haven't we been good tenants and always pay our rent?
It seems his son is getting married and he wants our apartment for him.
He would pick on us. Well, on those grounds, he can probably get an eviction certificate, all right. It's perfectly legal.
Well, who cares whether it's legal or not? Where are we going to go? We can't move right away.
Oh, we'll have time to find a place. Let's see, if the rent office grants him an eviction certificate, then he'll have to go to court after the waiting period to obtain an actual order for eviction. The usual waiting period in cases like this under the federal law is 3 months. Well, I guess we can find another place in 3 months.
Oh, sometimes I just hate you, Jim. Here we are practically out on the street, and you stand there acting as pleased as punch just because everything is legal. Oh, I wish you'd never started studying law. Then maybe you'd act more like a normal human being.
But, Millie, there's nothing we can do in a case like this. Mr. Billing is entirely within his rights. Look, honey, all we can do is face the problem squarely of finding another apartment.
Oh, you see what I mean? You talk like a law book.
Now, darling.
All right. You like problems. This one is all yours. You'll find us a place to live.
How does this ad sound to you, Millie? Four rooms, first floor, desirable location, low rent.
Where is it?
It's... The 5411 Railroad Avenue.
Oh, yes, that does sound good. Let's go look at it right away before someone else grabs it up.
I believe you said you're the owner of this building?
That's right.
That's a very nice apartment.
Oh, yes, just about what we want.
What rent are you asking?
$47.50 a month, that's the ceiling.
What do you think, Jim?
Well,
That's plus furniture, of course. I'm willing to sell that for $2,250. Real buy, excellent condition.
Wait a minute. You mean we have to buy the furniture to get the apartment?
Yes, of course. I just told you.
But we have our own furniture.
It's up to you if you want the apartment.
Is this property registered at the rent office?
Naturally. I told you the rent was a ceiling rent.
Then I suppose you've obtained written permission from the Chicago area rent director to sell the furniture in connection with renting this apartment?
What do you mean?
I mean it's illegal for a landlord to require a tenant to purchase furniture or any other property to obtain a place to live unless the prior written consent of the area rent director has been given. If you'll just show me a copy of that...
Look, mister, I don't know what you're driving at. If you want the apartment, you gotta buy the furniture. I'm making a reasonable price on it. Make up your mind. I got too many people after this place without fooling around with someone like you.
You say you like this apartment, sir?
As well as any I've seen. What's the rent?
$45 a month. And you can have the carpeting and drapes for only $1,800.
But I don't want the carpeting and the...
And you can't find a nicer apartment than this one for the rent.
I suppose you're expecting the tenant to purchase the furniture, carpeting, draw drapes, and a few other things in order to rent the apartment?
A kidder, huh? No, nothing extra has to be purchased. All I'm asking is a $200 bonus. I think it's worth it, don't you? That is, if you like the apartment.
It's not up to me to say whether it's worth it, madam. That's up to the Office of Rent Stabilization. Now, let me ask you a few questions.
Oh, Jim, we'll never find a place to live at this rate. If you go around insulting the landlords...
Well, these
naturally...
particular landlords deserve to be insulted. No, Millie, I won't be a party to these illegal dealings. Perhaps if more people refuse to be accessories, these things could be stopped. Oh, don't worry, honey. There are plenty of honest landlords. We've just run into the wrong ones. And there are a certain number of apartments available. We'll find a place yet. I was right. We did find an apartment. Of course, it wasn't quite in the location we wanted, and the rooms were a little small. But it was a nice place, and the landlord was a square shooter. Oh, believe me, I was glad to have my rental problem solved. Or so I thought. Then one morning, after we'd been in our new apartment for about 2 months, the switchboard operator at the Safe Laundry Company was handing me my route list for the day, and telling me about a couple of new customers.
Oh, here you are, Jim. I have your route list all tight.
Oh, thanks, Irma.
Hey, you got two new customers on the list, phoned in yesterday. One's right in your old neighborhood. You used to live on Barclay Avenue, didn't you?
Yeah, 903.
903? Then this party lives right in your old building.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let me see the list.
Yeah.
Well, yes, sir. Well, what do you know? They live right in my old apartment, too. Apartment 3B. Yeah, you're slipping, though, Irma.
What do you mean, slipping?
You got the wrong name. Billings is the name of the tenant there now. My ex-landlord's son.
Look, there's nothing wrong with my hearing. Howell is the name they gave me over the phone.
I'll bet you a box of candy you're wrong.
Yes?
Laundry man. I'm from the Safe Laundry Company.
Oh, yes.
Are you Mr. Billings?
No, Howell's my name. Billings is the landlord's name.
Oh, then you're not his son?
You need glasses, young fella. Do I look young enough to be Mr. Billings' son? In fact, I'm no relative of his at all.
But I thought his son lived in this apartment.
Well, I didn't even know the old boy had a son. All I know is Mr. Billings rented the apartment to me about 8 weeks ago.
But, Jim, now that we're happy in our new apartment, what difference does it make whether Mr. Billing has got us out of the old place for his son or to rent to someone else?
We were illegally evicted from a housing unit under federal rent control. And I'm not going to let him get away with it.
Oh, but what can you do about it now? I wouldn't want to move back there either.
I'm going to file suit to collect damages from Mr. Billings. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, can you do that?
I sure can.
Well, are we sure the eviction was illegal, Jim?
Of course we're sure, honey. Mr. Billings stated on the eviction certificate that he wanted to get our apartment for his son. Well, his son never took possession. Instead, it was rented to another tenant.
Maybe he intended to have his son move in and something happened to change the plan.
That makes no difference. The fact is, he did not use the premises for the purpose stated on the certificate.
I suppose we'll have to hire a lawyer.
No, we won't. We'll just file a complaint with the Chicago Area Rent Office, and they'll file suit for us. Hey, and you know something, honey? We're going to be sort of, pioneers, you might say.
Sometimes I wish I could follow you better when you talk, Jim. Pioneers.
That's right. I think we're going to be the first in Chicago to take advantage of the current rent law that says a tenant or the rent office may seek monetary damages for illegal eviction.
Safe Laundry Company. Oh, yes, sir. One moment, please. There's your potty.
Good morning, Irma. Got my route sheet ready?
Oh, good morning, Jim. Yes. There it is.
Hey, I have something for you, too. Here. Here's the box of candy you won.
Oh, gee, thanks, Jim. How did I win it?
Don't you remember? I made a little bet with you a few weeks ago about that phone order. The name was Howell, not Billing.
Oh, yeah. Too bad I didn't make that a mink coat, huh?
Old women don't look good in mink.
Old women? Say, I like that. I'm only 20.
You'd be an old woman by the time you got it.
Oh. For a moment there, I thought you... Oh, say, I almost forgot. Look, did you see this? You got your name in the paper.
Oh, quit kidding.
No, I mean it. See? Look, I got the article right here. It was in last night's paper. Read it.
In the first action of its kind here in Chicago... The local rent office today filed a suit in federal court seeking monetary damages for a tenant, James Searle of 4411 Cameo Street.
That's you.
Yeah. In the suit filed against Joseph Billings, the rent office alleged that... Say, it's all right.
No wonder you remembered the bet. Say, this candy's good. You want some?
No, I've got to get going.
Say, Jim, how did you know about filing suit through the rent office and all that?
I just checked into it.
You know, you're smart. You know, I think you're wasting your time on a laundry route. I think you ought to study law.
Most landlords are honest and try to comply fully with the laws governing their property. However, in those instances where you, as a tenant, feel that your landlord is violating the federal rent law, check with your Office of Rent Stabilization at the Chicago Area Rent Office located at 226 West Jackson Boulevard. They'll be glad to help you and explain to you the mutual rights and obligations of tenants and landlords under the 1951 rent law in effect in your area. Know your rights. Don't put yourself in position to be greeted with,
"Hello, sucker."
Tonight's script was written by Madeline Peters and was based on information secured in cooperation with the Chicago Area Rent Office. All characters were fictitious, and any resemblance to any person, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Members of the cast were Rita Ascott, Donald Gallagher, Carlton Cadell, Geraldine Kay, Helen Malone, and Russ Reed. Hello, Sucker is produced by Judith Waller with direction by John Cowan. The special music was written by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Adele Scott and Jose Bethencourt. Sound by Tom Evans and engineering by Bob Becker. My name is Don Gordon. Next week, Hello Sucker reveals information about some jewelry racket. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.